Yeah, some more good news and another step forward. Yeah, the Corinea Bridge, or as we call it, the Corinne Bridge, just outside Fantown. Funding was allocated earlier on the year, 100,000 through the specific improvement grant, and thankfully, I see them up on tender now. E-tenders, looking for tenders to do test holes and to do, you know, specific tests in and around the existing bridge and the side of the hill that the new bridge or the new road will go on.
And this is an issue that you have been raising and constantly sort of pushing for updates on. How's it feel now to see progress?
Oh, it's fantastic, yeah. I have an ongoing thing that I bring it up at every meeting that we go to in Dunloe, any MD meeting. I always raise it and I ask for an update every meeting. And to see progress, it's just fantastic. Like, it's, this has been an issue for a number of years, and unfortunately there's been fatalities on that bridge going back 25 years ago. And, you know, to see progress now, to see that the bridge will be upgraded, it's going to be completely realigned, it's going to go in the side of the hill rather than the position it's in at the moment, I'm over the moon. And, you know, when you see the first digger on site, will be great.
Crucial work, as you say, their safety is paramount. Would we expect work, or the investigation, sorry, to begin before the end of the year?
I'm not sure. I know that the window for the tenders is only open for a month. So after that, then, whenever a contractor or whatever has been appointed, I would hope that it would maybe start this side of Christmas. Maybe it could be 27, but there's a time, they have given me a time frame of the end of 2028 to have the whole project complete, and it's going to cost approximately 2.6 million.